USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Taking the stage at CPAC today, President Donald Trump told a group of conservatives he's working to get better trade deals.
But we're renegotiating right now horrible trade deals that we're cracking down, and we are really doing a number, cracking down on countries that cheat and standing up for the American worker for the first time in many, many decades.
Trump telling the conservatives we have people in Congress that hate our country. At the same time, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders kicked off his Democratic presidential rally in Brooklyn.
We are going to transform this country and finally create an economy and a government which works for all of us, not just the 1%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland prior to the president taking the stage. During his speech, LaPierre had some harsh words for New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo hates the NRA. He hates the freedoms for which we stand.
LaPierre also told the crowd the NRA has grown to almost 5.5 million members, the most in their history. A tentative deal has been reached to end a public teachers' strike in Oakland, California. Oakland Education Association President Keith Brown says it's an important victory for students and teachers.
We have increases in student support, lower caseloads for special education teachers and counselors, more counselors, psychologists, support for newcomer students, and bonuses to help nurse recruitment.
The deal includes an 11% pay raise and a one-time 3% bonus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pacific Northwest is struggling to recover after a barrage of storms. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
Evacuation orders have been lifted for people living along the Russian River in California. Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick.
During our disaster response, approximately 2,600 properties were flooded, with 3,700 people under evacuation order.
Also, heavy snowfall near Roseburg, Oregon has caused widespread power outages for hundreds of people. Downed trees took out power lines in many areas, and work crews are scrambling to get the electricity back on.
America's newest capsule for astronauts is rocketing toward the International Space Station on a high-stakes test flight by SpaceX.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The so-called Dragon capsule lifted off early today from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The only passenger is a life-size test dummy named Ripley from the Alien movies. SpaceX needs to nail the debut of the capsule before putting people on board later this year. The Dragon should reach the space station sometime tomorrow. Disneyland is preparing to give Star Wars fans a taste of space in its newest coming attraction. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens this year, both this summer in California and this fall in Florida. It's designed to deliver a fully physical and immersive experience with look, feel, sound, smells, and even tastes of Star Wars on a 14-acre playground with character interactions, unique food, and shopping and plenty of rides. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.